VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Jonathan. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. In today's video, we talk about a subject that I think pretty much anyone can relate to: happiness in the workplace. How do you feel about your current job? Are you happy and satisfied with it, or are you not so happy with it? Watch today's video to find some useful tips on how to improve your working situation. I have some thoughts regarding my own profession, but I'll save those for later. For now, let's take a look at today's featured sentence. Okay, so here it is. By changing a negative attitude into a positive one, you can help change the tone of your workplace. Let's say it one more time. By changing a negative attitude into a positive one, you can help change the tone of your workplace. Let's go to our pronunciation tips. Our first word, changing. Changing has a long A sound, and the first G in the word is actually a J sound. Changing. Our next word, attitude. Attitude has a short A, short I, and long U sound. Attitude. We also have some blended words in our sentence. Changing a, into a, and of your are all pairs of words that can blend together. By changing a negative attitude into a positive one, you can help change the tone of your workplace. Let's go to our vocabulary. Our first word is negative. Someone who is being negative is not expecting good things or likely to consider only the bad side of a situation. I'm sure we've all met some negative people in our lives. Here's an example sentence. I've tried to explain all the good things about working here, but he's so negative that he just wants to look for something to complain about. The opposite of being negative is being positive, which means full of hope and confidence, or giving cause for hope and confidence. Here's an example sentence. Even though the deal fell through, she just shrugged it off and said it was a learning experience. I really admire her positive attitude. Our next word is tone. The tone of something is its general mood or main qualities. For example, I enjoyed the movie, but I felt the seriousness of the story didn't match the movie's goofy, comedic tone. And that's the end of our pronunciation challenge. Are you happy with your current job? What do you like or dislike about it? Let me know in the comments below. I teach English for a living, and I've been doing it for a long time, over 13 years. While it can be difficult and stressful at times, overall I really enjoy it because I get to meet and talk with many different people. I also get to see my students make progress over time, which can be very rewarding. I'm Jonathan for VoiceTube. Don't forget to do your recording, and I'll catch you next time.